Radio Radio Days i samarbejde med Sibicom.
Velkommen på stranden. Ja, det kan godt være, at alle ikke er kommet endnu, men vi har en virkelig stram tidsplan, så vi bliver nødt til at gå i gang nu. Vi har fået det lyse lokale med højt til himlen, og det tror jeg, vi skal være glade for. Vi har en lang dag her med masser af spændende, farverige oplægsholdere. Jeg hedder Søren Carlsen, og jeg er vært på orientering, og jeg har fornøjelsen af at være ordstyrer her dagen igennem. Jeg skal skynde mig at sige, at Signe Mansdotter, som egentlig var programsat til at komme i eftermiddag og tale om at fortælle med lyd, har meldt afbud for et par dage siden, så hun er taget ud af programmet, og bare for at sige, at hvis der er nogen, der er gået og glæder sig til hende, så kommer hun altså ikke. Men altså, vi har masser af interessant her at byde på. Som sagt, vi kommer til at køre det lidt stramt. Mange af de her sessions er 20 minutter lange, og tidsplanen skal meget nødig skride. Der bliver nogle få minutter efter hvert oplæg, hvor I kan stille spørgsmål, så I må meget gerne lade jer inspirere og byde ind, men gør det kort, så vi kan nå det hele. Our first speaker is British, so I'm going to do the presentation in English. Yesterday I spoke to the media research department in DR, and they told me that we are living in the golden ages of sound. The listening, the podcast listening is growing very rapidly. The live radio listening is stable. And so everything seems quite good, but we have challenges, they told me, because we live in a more competitive market. There are more providers of sound products we have to compete with. And at the same time, we see that young people under 25, they choose Spotify, they choose YouTube, of course, they turn their backs on radio and podcasts. Will Drysdale, our first speaker, is senior content producer in the digital team on BBC's Radio 4, Britain's largest speech radio network. He's promised to present, just to get it right, some recent successes and share some of his experience in developing formats that can reach new audiences and maybe prolong this golden age of sound, hopefully. Welcome, give him a warm welcome.
Hi, good morning. Thanks very much, welcome. So my name's Will Drysdale. I work in Radio 4's digital team, and I'm going to whiz through this session on things that have worked really well for us over the last 12 months. So, to set the scene, very quickly, around 6.9 million adults say they now listen to podcasts each week in the UK. It's definitely seen as a young person's medium, with 3.3 million of this audience sitting in the 15 to 34 age bracket. And this is the age that we're really, really keen to try and get our content to, particularly Radio 4. We've recently launched BBC Sounds, which is the BBC's new audio app for music, radio and podcasts. It's not available outside of the UK yet, but hopefully will be soon. And this is our play to compete with the likes of Spotify and Apple. What we've done is we've thought about four areas that we can commission into to target these audiences. So things like funny is not just comedy. That also brings in things like just making people unwind or laugh. It doesn't have to be scripted comedy. Dramatic storytelling, so that is drama, but that's also things like true life crime, which is obviously really popular. Discover and Explain is about taking deep dives into things that people are passionate about or that need explaining, and subcultures and pop cultures, that is pretty self-explanatory. So with all of that in mind, I'm just going to guide you through 5 points that we've learned over the last 12 months about how our team has responded to these challenges and this environment. So number one is thinking about how we can commission differently. So our team is very much commissioning for digital audio. So we are thinking about things that wouldn't necessarily be commissioned for Radio 4's live schedule, but things that can fit into a podcast space quite neatly. So there's a few titles here. Things like Fortunately with Fee and Jane, which is our largest digital podcast. So that's just had its 100th episode, and it's just kind of, it's a really relaxed, laid-back, conversational approach to stuff. They sort of share stories that they probably shouldn't, but they're just both superb broadcasters, so I do recommend that. Beyond Today is our daily news podcast. It's about 20 minutes per day, answering one question. Again, linked to definitely targeting that younger age bracket. We've also done, this is a new one, this is kind of a comedy history crossover presented by Greg Jenner. I'll just play you a very short bit of this. This is for people who think they might not like history. But
let me just summarise quickly what maybe people at home might know of Boudica, because she's a well-known name.
Yes.
So in pop culture, Boudica is a feisty feminist icon. She's flame-haired. She rides a pimped-out chariot with spikes sticking out the wheels. Pretty cool. We know of her as a wronged woman out for vengeance who unites all the British tribes against the Romans, then goes on a sort of rampage, burning cities, slaughtering anyone with a Latin GCSE. She loses the Battle of Watling Street, and she's buried under Platform 9 at King's Cross Station, just next to where Harry Potter commuted to school.
So you get an idea of it. It's just launched. It's launched last week with 5 episodes. It is fantastic. I definitely recommend the episode on Blackbeard, because you learn about how pirates trained, which is quite cool. This project, I want to talk about briefly. This is our most innovative one that we've done over the last year. So this was a drama produced by the team in Bristol. It's a kind of eco-warrior sci-fi 9-part drama, and it was divided into 27 episodes. So we had 9 episodes of drama, 9 soundscapes, which were created in binaural sound using audio from the Natural History Unit, which is a really lovely resource to have, and then 9 kind of factual TED Talk type things that explained each episode, like a key theme. So you could listen to it in a number of different ways. It was the first audio drama to reach number 1 in the UK podcast chart, which is, you know, a fantastic result. And it was purposely mixed with the intention of people listening with headphones. And we were lucky enough to commission a musician called Bonobo, who's just a fantastic artist, to create a bespoke soundtrack for it. So in addition to, so this is the second point, handily indicated by the number 2. So we do a lot of work with designers, very new designers straight out of university, right through to really some of the biggest animation companies in the UK. So the MIT have said that the human brain can process whole images that it sees for as little as 13 milliseconds. So with that in mind, it's just so key to make sure that the artwork attached to your podcast, your series, your program is really fantastic. It really cuts through, gives audience a sense of the tone and what to expect. So these are just a few things that we've worked through. The idea is always just to be bold, try and cut through the clutter that's, you know, because you see it everywhere, and, you know, Netflix homepages, Spotify, social. I was going to talk through some of these, but I haven't got a huge amount of time. But as you see, it's a really wide range of styles. Again, it's just trying to match it to the, you know, to the theme of what it is that we're trying to achieve. This project I just want to talk about briefly. So, like I said, we do work with really young, new designers, but we also work with people like Aardman. This was a really great project. It was, Radio 4 commissioned 6 series of dramatisations of Maya Angelou's autobiographies. So we wanted something that would really be surprising for our audience, something that would reframe how people think about Radio 4. So we got this great animation, which is kind of based on a retro arcade game. And we use these assets throughout the year. So we use them on the podcast, on the episodes, on articles, in social. So yeah, hope you like this.
Maya Angelou, prolific, powerful, a polymath, with a life story that is uplifting, terrifying, as hopeful as it is harrowing. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. After being raped at the age of 7, she was completely silent for many years, until she found words. The words of Dickens, Shakespeare, and Edgar Allan Poe. Then, her own words came flowing. Words that healed. Her first autobiography, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, speaks to silenced children everywhere. It gives them a voice. Words mean more than what is set down on paper. When President Bill Clinton was inaugurated, Maya Angelou recited a poem to the crowds of thousands. She was the first black woman in history to do so. Tupac, Nicki Minaj, and Kendrick Lamar all cite Maya as an inspiration. That's what she does. She inspires. The written word was just the tip of her talents. Music was my refuge. She danced on Broadway, recorded a Calypso album, and toured the world with the opera Porgy and Bess. You can't sing too good, Billie Holiday told her, but you're gonna be famous. Billie knew there was so much more to Maya. She knew Maya would become an icon.
I'll skip through the last bit of that because I've got to cover a few more things. But what was great about that video is it helped us connect with other radio BBC networks like Radio 1, One Extra, that we wouldn't usually be able to through those links to hip-hop, grime, spoken word. So, yeah, third point's around promoting differently. So we do a lot of podcast cross-trails. I think that's quite, quite a sort of common thing now. But a couple of things I just wanted to highlight was around Classical Fix. So this is Radio 3 title about presenting classical music to a guest who doesn't particularly like it, but they can talk about it in a lovely, refreshing way. We've got a collaboration with a big indie podcast coming up, The Guilty Feminist. So both presenters are guesting on each other's podcasts and just kind of cross-promoting with podcasts outside of the BBC, which is not something we've done a huge amount of, but it's something we're really looking to explore. And then another one, Deadliest Day. So this was a six-part mini-series within Beyond Today. So that's the daily podcast I told you about earlier. And this was focusing on one platoon in Afghanistan and telling their story in a bit more depth. Again, that did really well for us. And it was just a new way of telling this story. Haven't got time to go through Louis Theroux, which is the same, because I do like him. It's about using talent whenever you can. Mini-episodes. So this is one that is definitely worth talking about. So we have tried an experiment where we drop short episodes, much longer than trails, so about 15-minute episodes into other related feeds. It gives audiences a really good sense of another podcast that they won't be familiar with that we hope they will connect with. And this has been a huge success. So particularly for Curious Case of Rutherford and Fry, we put a 15-minute episode into The Infinite Monkey Cage, which is a really huge podcast, and that meant that the following month the podcast stats for Curious Cases jumped by 60%. And not only that, but that audience has retained as well. We've kept that audience there because they do really like it. We're quite careful about how often we do this because I think audiences will get tired of this quite quickly. So we've just been very selective about when we do it. But it's a really good success story. Around using the archive, so this is point number four. We're lucky enough to have a huge archive to draw on at the BBC, and BBC Sounds, our app, is a great way of being able to offer that as different kind of box sets. So these two, the first two titles in particular are a great way of pulling together one-off programmes that would not normally be connected. So the first one, Don't You Forget About Me, this is one-off music documentaries from the last 10 years. We picked titles that would appeal to younger audiences, so artists like MIA, Jeff Buckley, Aphex Twin. We did some new artwork, and we got a really lovely, great presenter, Gemma Kearney, to do some intros. And we released them one a week over 6 months. Same with The Well of Random. This is about all the weird, quirky, one-off documentaries, and we pull them all together under one umbrella. And these have been really successful. It's all about representing the archive and just never underestimating how great some of the stuff that you have already is there, but just presenting it for a new audience. And then my last point is around are doing comedy differently. So we're taking a slightly different approach in the podcast area. So Radio 4 has a great, you know, comedy commissioning process around scripted comedy that goes on the live listen. But with podcasting, there's definitely a push towards something that we're calling conversational comedy. It's not scripted. It's definitely kind of a bit more reactionary. So Grown Up Land is about taking themes like sex, trust, toxic masculinity, and presenting them to audiences using sort of Radio 4 as a filter. So they pull in Radio 4 clips and talk about it in this great way. Flip, this is some of the quirkier, edgier Radio 4 comedy that goes on air. But what we do is we save it up and release it as a box set in a podcast format. So people that might have missed it live can just grab it every month and listen to it whenever they want. Again, this has been something that's been really successful for us. And then in addition to that, this is the last thing I'm going to say, is we also do support on-air titles by commissioning digital assets around them. So this is Cold Swedish Winter, which is sort of a long-running series on Radio 4 about a stand-up comedian trying to find his way in Sweden. I have no idea how this video is going to go down. I'm quite anxious because it's got nudity in it, but Swedish nudity. But the UK audience really liked it. It's had over 6 million views, and it's just a really great way of creating something that is brilliant in its own right, and it gives you a real sense of the series rather than being just an advert.
Hello, you British people. What's wrong?
You look so
tired.
Sad. Stressed.
I'm not surprised. You live in Britain.
Why?
Sweden is much better. Here are some reasons why.
Sweden is one of the happiest countries in the world. There is no such thing as stress.
Because we sit in saunas, together, naked.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
And then we jump in lakes together.
Naked!
Everyone in Sweden is good looking.
I don't really look like this. I have dressed down to make you Brits feel better. I really look
like this.
Because we are so beautiful, everyone likes us, and so we always win Eurovision.
If you weren't so ugly, maybe people would vote for you.
Even our alphabet is sexier than yours. We have 3 extra letters.
Oh.
Oh.
Sweden is incredibly environmentally friendly.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
We recycle 110% of our waste. We even recycle yours.
Swedes are brilliant innovators. We have given the world
IKEA,
ABBA,
the Nobel Prize,
the car seatbelt,
cinnamon buns,
and fruity cider.
You have given it
Brexit,
Coldplay,
bad water pressure,
bad teeth, bad hair, badminton.
Sweden is the least sexist country in the world.
Yes, I will be going on paternity leave for the next 2 years. My wife, she's managing a football team.
The Church of Sweden has even declared Jesus unisex.
We have gender neutral Christmas. What do you have?
Piers Morgan.
So, have we convinced you Sweden is better? Are you going to move here?
All you need to do is get the face transplant.
Lär dig prata svenska.
Get over your weird fear of nudity.
And stop being so bloody sexist.
Got it?
Got it.
Got it?
Right. I'm off to get naked.
That's it. Thank you. For anything in particular, or for the whole? It really depends on. So, the beauty of commissioning for podcasting is we're not tied to linear durations. Like Radio 4, it's 28 minutes, 56 minutes. So we really just say to the duration that suits. So beyond today, it's a one question answer of the day, and we say it's about 20 minutes for that, give or take. Grown Up Land, the kind of conversational comedy, unfortunately, they can go up to about 40 minutes. ish, 45 minutes. But we just say it's the strength of the content that you're doing. So just feel free. I mean, we have a sort of, for each program, we maybe have a sort of target number in mind, but it's flexible. Yeah.
So what do you look for?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's, I mean, I guess all the stuff that we do is filtered. You've got to filter all of this through a Radio 4 lens, which is where we're, you know, obviously the network we work for, which is seen in the UK as a very traditional, sometimes quite stuffy network. So for us, different is really trying to make younger audiences reappraise what they might think about it. So with Wreath Lectures, which is kind of one of our kind of heavier hitting strands, we've commissioned some really poppy artwork to go with that. So it's all about trying to reframe perceptions. Yeah, it's a really difficult question. I think everyone's searching for that answer, yeah. Yes, so I think that's definitely feeding into BBC Sounds, which is the app that we've launched last November. So at the moment, that's very much geared towards podcasts and on-demand listening. But right at the top of that panel, there is a live dial and directing people to that. And we're trying to just push people to that with messaging, with clear indicators. And around, BBC, we have events like Glastonbury, which really does help with live listening. Sport as well is a huge driver for that. So, I mean, cricket, I know you're probably not interested, but that has done huge numbers for us over the summer because England have done very well. But the idea is once, you get people into the habit of going to that app, looking at the live dial, that's, and then obviously we've got Brexit, so we're never short of content to push people to.
Thank you very much, Will.
All right, thank you.
And I have a small present for you.
Radio Days 2019 podcast.